100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so let's do some stories. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories. Have you heard about this? It's only happened 499 other times. This is weekly challenge number 500. Wow, that's a big number. Does it have any meaning? Does it have any meaning to you? Put something in the comments, I don't know. The topic is, well, it depends. Is it wind or is it wind? What did you choose? Why did you choose it? How did you choose it? Did you toss a coin? Are there still coins out there? Did you take one of the coins out of the fountain so there were only two coins in the fountain? What did you do? What did you do? I should read the list of people who sent stories. Muncie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Lizzie, Richard, Serendipity, Tom, Zachman, Norval Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. Let's hear what they came up with, and that's it. I have no rambles or anything else to say, really. Everything's okay, although I should probably do laundry.
Greetings, Nanoids, from Munzee. Here with something halfway between a story and a fever dream. I'll let you judge which. Wind or Wind by Christopher Monroe. The wind whips your hair back and forth as you wind your way through the woods, wind whistling through wood as you wander, wondering where you will wind up. Your watch is wound down. You would have wound it were you aware you'd wind up wandering these woods. But without warning, it's no wonder you wander without. Your mind wanders, and you wish you were willing to welcome the wonders without wondering what those wonders brought, whereupon they wandered upon you, gentle wanderer. And that's when you realize you've completely lost track of what you were trying to say. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. And may I also say, what?
Charlie is here with two ridiculous tales. The wind emanated from Grandma Lucy. Untethered by heavy clothing or undergarments, the winds drove across the dining room while we gathered for Christmas dinner. Granny had been on a healing diet of rich Greek food, dates and exotic grains. The cats left the room for the saving oxygen of the backyard, while we kept our heads down, lighting more candles, and sipping wine to aesthetize ourselves and burn off any flammable gases before they collected in the corners behind the heavy furniture. Gran was unaware of her blistering discharges, and continued with her special dinner. Merry Christmas, all. Second. It was my job to wind the clock in the hall. I had to stand on a chair after retrieving the brass key from the hangar, and check the time on the local field marshal station before I wound the clock. I was careful not to overwind the clock, and after it was wound, I set the correct time by moving the minute hand either clockwise or counterclockwise. The clock never lost nor gained a minute between windings. I dusted it, quickly, and reported that I finished. The week that I neglected winding the clock was the week I passed away.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 500 on the topic of wind, or possibly on the topic of wind. We'll see. I've come to the conclusion that 500 really isn't a very important number, at least for those of us with digits other than 10. You know, maybe some of you have 11 digits, and you know, this isn't really an important week. It's really only 415 in base 11, for example. You're going to have to wait another 105 weeks in order to get to your 500th week. But in any event, I've got a couple of stories for you, and so let me get right to them. My first is called Trash Talk. Mouth McFadden was a good cornerback, but his claim to fame was his ability to trash talk opponents. Every play, all game, McFadden would have a comment about the offensive player's hygiene, his IQ, his mother, you name it. One game, the opposing team had enough. They called a play in McFadden's direction. Three receivers converged on the cornerback, ignoring the ball. Each collided with the mouth, who went down to the turf, gasping for air. He couldn't speak a word. Looking over the prone McFadden, one of the receivers said to his teammates, "Heh, looks like we knocked the windbag out of him." They were happy to take the 15-yard penalty. And my second story is called Extramarital. Judy's eyes lit up. She had her cheating husband dead to rights. He thought he was being clever, ordering the life-sized wind-up doll when she was out of the house. But he forgot that Judy got the email confirmation. She couldn't believe what she saw. A clockwork sex toy. Sure, their marriage had its problems, and she rarely showed any excitement in bed with him. But honestly, she had tracked the order and made sure she was home for the delivery. She burst into the bedroom, the accusation already on her lips. The doll, now fully wound, opened its mouth. "It's so nice to see you home," it said to her husband. "How was your day, dear?" Judy looked at the box. This wasn't a sex doll. It was a conversation doll. Fluent in wife. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The flag flapped in the wind, resilient and shredded. It had survived centuries of battles, countless journeys, and John. When he discovered the relic in the attic, he decided to play with it. He imagined fierce pirate fights where kings and aliens joined forces in improbable alliances. For weeks, that flag was a cape, a belt, a beach towel, a hat, a blanket, a traveler's bag. When his parents realized what he had done, they were horrified and decided to place the flag in the garden, flapping safely in the wind, but away from John's dreams. The flag wasn't happy. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard, and here's a story for you. It was a dark and stormy night. The wind howled through the empty streets, whipping up stray pieces of litter and sending tin cans clattering down alleyways. The windows rattled in their frames, rain thudding against the glass. The building creaked and protested under the assault of the storm outside. I peered out into the darkness, inwardly shivering at the thought of leaving the warmth of the fire and braving the storm. Some decisions are simple. I returned to my chair by the fireside, poured a good measure of scotch, and raised a silent toast to my own good sense. And there you have it. So until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I gave the wheel a spin, taking up the slack on the ropes, snagging them tight. It's about now that I really should be asking you to confess. But to be quite honest, I've no interest at all in anything you have to say. All I want to hear is your screams. It's a question of balance. Judging the precise amount of tension that will exert the greatest amount of pain. Just one more turn. One final wind of the rope. Your joints pop. Sinews tear. Muscles burst. And you scream a confession, and a job. Well done.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Even in the Quietest Moments. Francis spent months in the brass, but didn't have the embouchure. He left percussion because he lacked stamina. He sawed away in the strings until the first cellist formally petitioned for his removal. "Dad, I'm just not cut out for this," said Francis. His father set his baton on the podium. He handed the young man a flute. "Let's give the wind section a try, shall we? Bit rocky at first, but in time, Francis found his place in the orchestra." They said when he played, the sound of wind blowing in the pines flowed through the hall. Whoa, that was tough. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Zach Mann. I was unloading lumber on a windy day when I took a piece of plywood off a lumber truck. I got hit by a strong wind. I felt like Piglet on that blustery day. I wish someone had seen me before I was 100 feet in the air. My father couldn't chase me because his car was flooded, so he had to wait 10 minutes before trying to start the car again. Luckily, I was close to the ground when the wind died down. The family whose farmhouse I wound up near let me use their phone to call home.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YABooksPodcast.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 500. With the prompt of wind or wind or something like that. My congratulations to everyone who has participated in the 100-word weekly challenge, especially for Lawrence and his dedication and altruism and all those other big words for his providing this place for us to vent our 100-word desires. Well, here's my story. 500 warriors assembled in ranks, armed with pen and paper. Their badges of rank, tin, silver, gold, and iron monkeys, clasped their cloaks at their necks. Contestants, like knights of old, take up the challenge, proud upon their linguistic steeds, prosaic pennants billow in the wind. "Set your alarms! Mark your calendars!" the commander calls. "You have but 7 days to find the 100 perfect words to complete your mission. Not one word more or less, or you will wind up among the losers. And if you don't like the sound of your own voice, that's your problem." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tour Operator Zion here with a story on the subject, wind. Okay, I am the Messiah. Crazy, right? No argument from me there. See, I've always known it, never believed it. What's it like? It's like a violent wind gusting through me. The greatest wind there ever was. But also completely still. That might have taken a village carpenter's son 2,000 years ago. But I've studied neuroscience, and I don't take my brain seriously when it pulls stuff like that. Oh, your clubfoot? Looks okay to me. Thanks, but I still don't believe in these so-called miracles. After all, it's not exactly a randomized, controlled, double-blind trial, is it?
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
WIND, airs Christian Talk Radio up in Chicago. You can listen to it over the internet, but I'd rather listen to my music or the most recent podcast in my collection. I have a playlist for when I'm driving to work or when I'm driving home, because the one rock station airs more commercials than music, and the local NPR station is always in a fundraiser. Same with the classical station, but the fundraisers there are calmer and more relaxed. More relaxed than the talk on WIND, I suspect. I connect my iPhone, tell Siri to play, and drive on.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic. Well, was it wind? Was it wind? You'll just have to go back and see. You choose, not me. Let's wind this thing up with the topic of the next weekly challenge, which is pin. I hope you all come back. 501, eh? 501 of these, 502, 500. How many will there be? You can place your bets, but I'll tell you this, I won't be around to pay them off. Head over to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for all the comments and social medias and other infos or the archives if you just can't wait for the next story, which will be tomorrow. I mean, URL. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.